time.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and assorted weirded bad guys. Those guys, right? It is August 20th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, real quick, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean. That's double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1, again, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, if you'd like to call into the office, we don't have a direct line. We're taking no calls this week due to the fact that we are broadcasting live from California. Drudgery is the name of the game here.
Oh, it's awful.
It's dreadful. I'm looking outside right now through the window of the studio, and I'm looking at the ocean. The first day we got here was actually 103 degrees. I think it's, what is it, dreadfully 100 and...
Well, today it's 81 off the coast. It's, you know, it stays a little cooler when you have that ocean breeze blowing on you through the palm trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you go inland, it gets a little hot.
I mean, it gets a little old looking at this water. It's beautiful.
I know.
It's turquoise green, and you know, you can see through it.
The way the waves just kind of crash on the
completely.
Sea.
Completely.
You know, it's kind of annoying. It's an annoying sound. You know, the beach cruisers going by their bikes.
I can't stand it, and all the tourists flying over top with the helicopters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Jesus.
It's just not the life for the Sons of Liberty, folks.
It's not at all. As a matter of fact, I mean, even where we're at right now, a gated area, and the swimming pool is just, I don't mean to put the knife in and turn it.
Waking up in the morning and having to jump in that pool.
I don't want to be here.
It's treachery.
Is that surprising to you?
Not me, no. No. It's time to get out of here.
It is.
I didn't even want to come. It
if
was your idea.
If it's not Hawaii. Yeah. Well, you know what? Hawaii's not even my favorite place in the world. You know where my favorite place in the world is?
In
I know
Bath.
You want to know. Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
Not Key West where the burnt hippies hang out.
That's true. Hang out there.
Do you ever notice the burnt hippies go all the way to the ends of the continent?
It's the smell.
And they try, it is.
Yeah, they petroleum oil. And
it's like they figure they can break the law there and get away with
that's
it.
That's right.
And then have people feel sorry for them, and then they sit on the corner asking for money because they're broke.
But they have
a cigarette hanging out of their mouth.
That's true.
Isn't that weird?
They pick those out of the ashtrays along the, you know, in restaurants and stuff. They pick them up and light them again. I've actually seen them do that. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, well, that wasn't my point.
isn't a point, but it's gross.
Yeah, this is overkill hanging out with Jake this long, guys. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because, let's say this in concert, it is
a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And, folks, if you haven't gone to our Facebook at Sons of Liberty, there is a little girl who's a listener that actually says it on there, and we posted for you.
Oh, yeah.
You hit the click, and here's this little girl saying it. I'm so glad they're learning early, because when you go to public schools, that's the key, is you need to have your brains in somebody else's head, namely the teachers or the socialists that
don't question authority,
giving out the agendas. But this little girl didn't. And speaking of stories,
I mean, if you question authority, Jake, then the DHS just says that you're a right-wing extremist. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know when that's going to happen where we start to... I don't know when it's going to happen, but she said it's in her mind that she might be quitting. And if she quits, how in the world are we going to know who the right-wing extremists are in our country?
Are you talking about Janet Napolitano?
Yeah, Big Mama.
Yeah, Big Mama.
I think that's what they call her, Big Mama, Big J.
Yeah, she's in hot water again, isn't she?
She likes that water.
For sex crimes committed against employees. Harassment.
Oh, no. She's just stepping down because it's so high stress. You know, when you're a criminal, it's pretty stressful.
Isn't that amazing how during this administration, when it gets too hot for them, they just, for some reason, they resign.
Step down.
Yeah.
It's time to cool off.
Yeah, like replace Gibbs with, you know, like the clown Carney.
Yeah, you know, because he's a good spokesperson. Hey, can I talk about him for a second?
No. We got to stay on track here. We're going to have fun with you because we are literally in California right now, and it is absolutely beautiful out here. But in the process of the next hour, we just kind of want to just hang back with you, not hang loose. We're not in Hawaii.
Nope.
Because we're out here doing a lot of stuff. We are out here with the people. We're going to be doing 3 tea parties. We are going to be doing several radio interviews. We've already done some street preaching. I'll get to some of this stuff in just a minute. So why don't you get back on track, Jake?
Yeah, speaking of Carney, well, this morning they were wondering, you know, is this attack at FRC? Is that a hate crime? And Carney,
Family Research Center.
That's right. The shooting that just happened, and the gentleman walks in and cuts down one of the security guards. And
an LGBT Carney volunteer who had Chick-fil-A packages. And what he was planning on doing is killing people and then dropping Chick-fil-A on their bodies.
Yeah, so this guy, but that's obviously not a hate crime.
I guess not, because it doesn't work for the agenda.
We need to inspect this a little bit more. And, you know, we just got a Facebook post from one of you. And, folks, I encourage you, go on Facebook and comment. We'll read them. Larry wrote, Dale. Well, Larry, I'm going to get to Larry, but Dale first. The White House is stuck, he said. If they consider this a hate crime against the Research Center, how will the White House justify their own behavior?
Well, you can't, because he's already using the Department of Injustice.
Yep.
He's combating the law.
Prosecute
using the Department
the law
of Injustice. That is totalitarianism.
Yep.
I'm going to continuously say this until people get it in their head. They're using the law against the law to overthrow the law.
That's right.
That's what they're attempting to do, folks. Get back to your morals, the Bible, and the Constitution. You're going to know who's lying. You're going to also know who the criminals are.
You're safe there. And way to go, Dale, for picking that up. Also, too, just recently, and you can find all these stories at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What about
the
Larry?
The button is the SOL. I got to get to him as it applies to
you're gonna
a different topic.
You're going to want to go online today, folks, because we got some serious pictures.
That's right. And they go to Facebook.
Yeah.
That's the Facebook, the Sons of Liberty.
Okay, and I'll just give you a hint. Little House on the Prairie.
Yep.
Folks.
That's Larry.
I did it. I had to go. I went. I did it.
You're giving it away. We're supposed to talk about it.
I got the hat. I got the T-shirt. I got the scoop. And I also got my legs cut up from all those weeds. Okay.
We saw some runaway squirrels out there. I didn't know squirrels could live up there, but they do.
I don't think there were squirrels. They're like giant squirrels, Jake.
Yeah.
They're like squirrels that will beat up our squirrels in Minnesota.
It's kind of like the
California
average
squirrels will beat up Minnesota squirrels.
Yeah. Everything in California is big. It's like the dead in Minnesota. It's big, but in California, it's bigger.
Folks, you got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. The other guy will be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As distrustful, as nihilistic as my generation is we do want heroes. And it just seems like God's given up on us. But to know that there is a real person that goes into the schools that will take on everything that the secular world will throw at him and keep coming back because he cares, that sounds like a hero to me.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
5 seconds.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Right before the break, we were actually talking about some of you guys out there tuning in and questioning or laying your thoughts out on Facebook. And we actually, listen, folks, we actually desire that due to the fact that this is your radio show. This isn't ours. I mean, we just get to hang out in California and look at the ocean while we preach from the housetop.
And talk about what you're doing, folks.
Totally.
This is all about Do Radio. So
yeah, so it's encouraged. Please check us out.
Yep, Reddit.
If you want to go ahead and just lay something out during the show, if we get to it, those will be our callers for the week. And, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, that's the best way to do it this week.
Yep. Go
if
to
you need, if you need to call into the office, it's 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
So, Dale, thank you for your comment on this topic. He said the White House is stuck. If they consider what happened at the Family Research Center a hate crime, how are they going to justify their own behavior? And they can't. And that's the exact key here. And just now, if you want to check out these stories, they're at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The button is the SOL Media. We're also on Facebook. We post everything, the Sons of Liberty. We also have a Twitter feed for Sons of Liberty. But if you look, Mr. Brent Bazell, who works with the Media Research Center, and they've given us a lot of love regarding this lawsuit with Rachel Maddow, posted a lot of stories. They're great folks keeping the liberal media accountable. Well, media in general. I'm not even going to say liberal. Late yesterday morning, an armed LGBT activist allegedly opened fire at the Family Research Council.
Well, why do they say allegedly? But when it's like someone that they want it to be, then it's you don't see the word allegedly in
there. I know, I know.
Isn't that weird?
Well, in this case, I think they're trying to keep themselves safe. I'm not sure.
I don't know why that would be or how they could do that.
The FBI classified the shootings as an act of domestic terrorism. Okay, that's the FBI.
So wait a second. Slow down. Slow your roll. So they're trying to keep themselves safe. Well, they're the ones, one from their own circle of influence is actually the one that pulled the trigger.
That's the White House.
Okay.
And this article is by Brent Bazell.
Okay.
He's already said the FBI has classified it as an act of domestic terrorism, but neither NBC...
So we went from Muslim terrorism to now domestic terrorism.
Well, if you look at it, this is actually
true. But I noticed when it comes to the Muslims, it's no longer called terrorism.
Yeah, well, this is actually right. The FBI, for them to classify this, is because what happened is you have a GLBT activist who is bringing terrorism to a Christian organization. So for them to label this and classify it,
I know,
it,
but
like,
we need to be
right.
careful of the vernacular here, because terrorism, they're beginning to use that against anybody that is on the side of the Constitution and the Bible. So the way that they just throw it out there, I don't feel...
And that's usually how you hear it, but in this case, it's actually used for the right way. Neither NBC Nightly News nor
CBS... For the right reason.
That's right.
Right.
Nor CBS Evening News produced a full story on the FRC shooting, instead committing only 17 and 20 seconds respectively for anchor briefs that omitted the shooter's motives.
Yeah.
Now listen to this, some recent examples, and again you can find this at sonsoflibertyradio.com, SOL Media button, or the Sons of Liberty Facebook. In the month of July alone, there were 5 separate violent attacks against pro-lifers with zero coverage from ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Yeah.
Instead, the networks
including the Attorney General of the Department of Injustice, Eric Holder, attacking women that are trying to stop abortions.
That's right.
You're right.
Sidewalk counseling.
Yep.
Instead, the networks devoted a combined 101 stories to the Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes divorce. I mean, that's important, right?
Yeah. Like, I really care about Tom Cruise or
Katie Holmes. Ignore about the separate violent attacks that were against pro-lifers. ABC and NBC ignored 75 arrests during an Occupy Wall Street demonstration in Oakland, California, that, according to CBSNews.com, included, quote, reports of sexual assault and severe beating
because
and fire.
Here's just food for thought. Maybe because, I don't know, I mean, maybe they're encouraged to just go crap on a police car. Just the way that their friends do at these rallies.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get any love.
Or should I use the word defecate?
Defecate.
Maybe they're just too busy defecating.
But allegedly
having open sex
right?
or using drugs or assaulting somebody.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So here, ABC, NBC, and CBS. Remember, these are the same networks.
Yep. That are protecting this administration the best the way that they can.
That aid. Now listen to this.
And abet.
This is exactly what Brent Bazell said, and we're in complete agreement with it. NBC and CBS aiding and abetting anti-conservative hatred.
Yeah.
So they don't report it when it's against Christians, but ABC, NBC, and CBS ignored 3 separate incidents of anti-Christian vandalism, one in California, one in Missouri, and one in Maryland, committed against Chick-fil-A.
Huh.
But this is what he said. He goes on to say more. Imagine if, God forbid, this exact same thing happened at a Planned Parenthood. Or I'm not even going to name this.
Are you talking about the ones that are being sued all across the country for tax fraud?
Now, if a Christian came in and did the same thing to them, or an alleged Christian, what would the media do? They would jump on it in a second. But this is what he said. In an effort to create a conservative boogeyman, they've created real liberal monsters. They're showing their colors, and that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah. The more they do this, the more that they step into it, because Americans like Russell, who just Facebooked in, they see the real deal. They know exactly what's going on right now.
What did Russell say?
Russell was the last gentleman who shared on the Facebook. He said if the White House, they being the White House, said that this was a hate crime at the Family Research Center, this obviously GLBT activist shooting a Christian guard at a Christian organization.
Yeah.
If they said that, then how are they going to justify what they do?
By the way, we need to interject, too, because of Southern Poverty Law Centers listing them as a hate group because they believe in marriage, traditional marriage.
You probably have never heard of them because nobody has because they're so worthless.
Right. Well, because of Morris Deese. He's a criminal, and he used to support the KKK, and now that it works for him, he wants to turn it on the good people.
That's right.
Because it doesn't work for him anymore.
Yeah.
So...
But nothing he does is legitimate.
Well, anything that they do. The only ones that actually validate Southern Poverty Law Center are the mainstream media resources, as you're talking about right now.
So the scum validates the scum. So we realize everybody else knows who the scum is.
Yes.
Whether it's in this administration or whether it's in the mainstream. Also, too, you guys want to check out on our Facebook. That's the Sons of Liberty Facebook. Also on Sons of Liberty Radio at the SOL Media button. The waves from Shock Prayer are still rocking the boats. Recently, we did a town hall meeting and had the chance, and they wrote it up in WND. It was on the front page all weekend. There were people, this is quote, all over the state of Minnesota who were extremely upset about the leadership of their party's response, this being the Republican Party in the state of Minnesota, sending hundreds of emails denouncing Speaker Kurt Zellers and his leadership, saying it did not represent them.
Isn't it interesting, after the prayer, the first thing that was said was... That they were trying to equate me, the Minneapolis Communist Network Yeah, Star Tribune. Yeah, yeah. Remember, the first thing they did is said that he allegedly called for the execution of gays.
Allegedly.
That's why we're suing Rachel Maddow.
That's right.
And then when that didn't work for him, everybody was backpedaling, trying to figure out, okay, what are we mad at Bradley for? Mm-hmm. Okay, then it went from that to the name of Jesus. Okay. And then when that didn't work, then it went to me calling Obama a Muslim, which I never said that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny how they derived that or extracted that from that. And then when that one didn't work, then it went to my tracksuit.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they just got to find something, right?
Well,
but they can't find anything, so then they got to create something.
So now Kurt Zellers is swimming backwards trying to figure out what he's going to do. And it's interesting, since May of last year, the Republican Party in the state of Minnesota has been popped for how many violations?
Yep. Scandals, sexual scandals. And their
finances.
And their
finances. And there's more to come. And now they're being sued as well.
Yep.
Boy, it's amazing. How, doesn't the Bible say something about that the Lord will pay tribulation
recompense
to those? To those that trouble you.
Trouble the righteous.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works.
So on this video, you're going to want to watch this. It's a town hall meeting, and one of the fellow Republicans gets a little nervous as he's confronted not only by the person giving the question, which happened to myself, but also numerous people in the
crowd.
You're
talking about Bruce Anderson.
That's right.
Yes,
and also,
in the state of Minnesota.
We had the gentleman from Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, came in, and he applied a little pressure, too. So you want to see this video.
That's Harris.
LibertyRadio.com.
Yeah, that's Harris. Yeah, that promise
of liberty
to uphold the Constitution.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terroristic.
Against all enemies, both domestic and foreign. Yeah.
So if you're a domestic enemy, I would be terrified of him, too, right?
I would be, too.
He's
I think the way the DHS and this administration attacks those that are standing up for the people in this country, I think the American people should have enough common sense right off the bat to know who the enemy is.
That's right.
Now, they talk Constitution, but when you show Constitution, they don't know how to respond to that. Mm-hmm. And that was rather interesting. As a matter of fact, let's go back over to the administration really quick. We just posted Alan Keyes. I don't know if you guys know who Alan Keyes is, but he actually ran against him for the Senate in Illinois. Is that what it was?
Yep.
And he spanked Obama 13 different ways, friends. He didn't even know which way was up.
Yeah.
And he's a very smart individual, and the only way that Obama could combat him, he looked like a little puppy getting whipped with a paper.
And you know what? I've had the chance to interview Alan Keyes.
But wait a second. If you'd like to check that out, friends, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. It's about three articles down, Bradley Dean. And just watch that. I mean, I can't stand this man that's in the White House. But there's a human side that you feel for people. And I felt for a second, I thought, I can't feel for that man, because he's the guy that's advocating the murder of babies in the black and
that's
the Hispanic community. So how could I do that?
That's right.
He's betraying his own people in every sense of the word, as far as color goes.
And that's respect for God and the office.
Amen.
Because it's an abomination what's sitting there right now. But back to Alan Keyes, I had the chance to interview him on this show. Many of you may have heard it.
Yeah.
But really what it did is I just kind of opened it up, and then I just let him talk.
He spanked him.
It's insane how smart and intellectually quick this guy is. And also, too, folks, it's not all in his head. This guy has gone to jail protesting Obama at Notre Dame. Yeah. So this guy's willing to get down, get his boots on the ground, and get it done.
And he does.
He does.
And his intellect scares the jeepers, chocolate out of Obama. That's
stay
a good thing, though.
Debate,
folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back. Broadcasting live from California.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. The affordable part. You can start with 60-second ads on GCN for as low as $15. Yes, $15. That would make GCN the most affordable national advertising, period. And that brings us to the reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Millions of potential customers for only $15 per ad. And customer service that can't be beat. Check out our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake coming at you live from California. It's got to be hotter than 81 degrees right now, Jake. First day we got here was Thursday of last week. Here we got a
82 degrees.
We got to kick into this because people are curious to know what happened at Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
The set.
We need to go right now.
Big Sky Movie Ranch.
Post too. And so, folks, go to Facebook.
Seriously.
And comment on
the picture. It is the weirdest thing. You post a picture of me standing where they actually filmed Little House on the Prairie, and we just started getting inundated with hits.
Right where Paul.
And these are all the people that would never, ever in a million years proclaim the fact that they listen to Little House on the Prairie in front of everybody.
Yep.
So, anyways, aside of that, here's our trip. Jake, go ahead and start it off the first day.
The first day.
And don't jump over the pith and marrow of what the people need to hear.
We just don't have much time.
We have plenty of time to tell the story. So plenty of time.
The first day we wake up about, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
So we got our ride. Massey's giving us a ride down there, the singer for the band Junkyard Prophet. We get out to the airport, we get out, get our baggage. I've double-checked, triple-checked everything that we have to bring.
Except the date. But go ahead.
So then we get down to the
counter. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Oh,
go ahead.
I'm building a crescendo.
No, I just want to make sure you don't try to slide over the top of it. Okay.
So we get to the ticket counter, and I gave the woman our ID and said, can we get our boarding passes? We're here. And she said, have you already checked in? And I said, no, I haven't checked in. And I can't find you anywhere. So I pulled out my itinerary, and I gave her the sheets, and she looked at it.
And she said, you were supposed to be here yesterday.
And I said, what?
Yeah. No,
so
folks.
So I looked at the phone, and sure enough, she was right.
This is why we call Jake the other guy.
That's right.
Because, you know what? I wish I could give him away to somebody. But he's like a Klingon. So I'm standing there saying to my, okay, we're going to California. We got all these meetings set up throughout the whole week, Thursday to Thursday. We're here. Okay, go ahead.
Can't get there. So I tried to rent a bike. That didn't work. I tried to ask one of those guys that, you know, bike rides you, and that didn't work either. But we found out later.
So let's get to the point of redemption here.
The point of redemption is I actually booked these tickets on the phone.
Yep.
I told the woman the right date. She booked the wrong date to send me the travel itinerary. I never looked at the travel itinerary.
Well, now tell them how that happened, Jake. When you called, they actually went and re-listened to the radio program.
I said to them, listen, I booked these on the phone. This woman gave me the wrong date. I didn't find out till this morning, and I need to be in California now.
Yeah. We got to do live radio, lady.
She said, let me listen to the phone conversation.
Yes.
So it took about 20 minutes. She calls me back and said, I apologize, sir. Our woman was in error. What can we do for you because
our woman
is completely booked. It could have been a man, but it happened to be a woman.
Okay, okay.
So she said, what can I do? Our flight is completely booked. All we have is first class left. And so she offered us a mere meager upgrade fee.
And it was dreadful because they gave us first class.
Yeah.
We saved $200 on the ticket. So it was a great blunder, Jake.
Ended up working pretty well.
See, now that's one of the reasons that you're in California right now.
That's right.
That one worked out.
And you're all listening to us in California. You're all posting on the Facebook pictures when we went to Little House on the Prairie.
Yes, so let's get to that. So on Friday, okay, so we actually came in on Thursday. Friday.
We came on Friday.
I'm sorry, we came in on Friday morning.
We should have Thursday.
Okay. Friday. Came in on Friday. Got to California, got our car, drove over to Ray Comfort's ministry, Living Waters Ministry. He's kind of like the John Wesley, the modern version of the John Wesley, the street preacher. Yeah. So we came over there. We sat there and watched his program in his studio. It's called On the Box for about a half hour. And then we went to Riverside, California.
Yeah.
Once we went to Riverside, California, we wanted to talk to some of the students about the shooter from Aurora, Colorado, because this is where James Holmes went to college.
Right, the University.
So you can
of
take it over from there, Jake.
Yeah, at the University of California.
Oh, and it was
Riverside.
Hot.
And it was bacon. Because when you get inland, it gets really hot. When you get on the coast, it's really cool. But at this particular university, there were some of the students who knew that he had went there, some of them that didn't. And I actually just posted a story here about this diversity thing out in Atlanta. They're telling a symphony that they can't perform anymore because they're not diverse enough. It has nothing to do with their skills or their talents.
Yeah, accept it or else.
That's right. So when we go to
the loving,
college,
tolerant individuals, yes.
And that's what they're teaching the college students.
Right.
And I asked the college students, you know, so do you think the Ten Commandments would harm anybody being on the walls? Could it possibly even prevent a shooting like happened in Aurora?
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming the university for what happened, but what are these kids being taught?
That's train up a child in the way
that's
he will
it.
Go, and when he's old, he will not depart from
that's
it.
Right.
You have all these people, folks, that are willing to sell out the God that gave them this country
are
inadvertently destroying themselves, and the contradiction is so terrible. We got another point with that, and I don't want to jump the gun, but we're at Riverside. We didn't glorify James Holmes.
No.
We just wanted to let the students know that, listen, James Holmes came out of this college.
Yeah.
We asked them, what are they teaching in this college?
That's right.
And then what we did is we basically took him through the Ten Commandments. We had Ray Comfort with him. Jake would basically do a bit of an interview, and then he'd give it off over to Ray, and Ray would basically just take him through the Ten Commandments right on the spot.
And we're going to we're going to post photos and things like that of this, but we're putting together something for you all. But the kids, one of the responses was, well, we're diverse. We have a diversity. There's no diversity in the Constitution and the law. You don't respect persons. As a matter of fact, God says that you're not a respecter of persons, neither the rich nor the poor. Law is law. And it equally affects everybody, just like the rain. The only people that don't get the benefit of the rain are the ones that are lazy and don't prepare their field. But kids are being taught the direct opposite now. So as we talked through and we went through the Ten Commandments, there was definitely
about six kids.
Yeah, I would say.
And then we got the two blind kids at the very end, which was awesome.
Was
but
awesome.
They were. I mean, the first kid, and I mean, I think every one of them were pretty awesome guys.
Yeah. And they were willing to listen.
Yeah.
We didn't get any irate, crazy people. But everybody agreed, you know what? I think it probably would be valuable to have the Ten Commandments presented in our college.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for a place
like
to put your footing, the first thing you're going to do is turn on a light, right,
mm-hmm.
in a dark place.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that's what it's like when we were there. It's like we were turning the light on, and we were like the flies to the flame.
Yeah.
And really, they would literally, once you start to give them light, they're going to listen. They're going to open their ears mm-hmm. because they want to hear something that they haven't been told 50,000 times. Or that which they've been inundated with over and over and over again from these ignorant professors.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, just like James Madison rightly said, he said, big words with common sense meanings is big. It's philosophy.
Yep.
That's really what it is. Philosophy is big words with common sense meaning. And I'll tell you why they have to use big words, because they don't understand the common sense of what it really means. So they try to use these big words. They try to, you know, build themselves up to be some great one in their colleges. When in fact, when you talk to them about common sense issues, the professors look like absolute airheads.
Yeah.
And
we
they, for the most part, they are. Well, I mean, as long as they're smart. Where has their intellect brought this country, folks?
Well, and I think that's what the questions were to the students. So what is this college education? Theodore Roosevelt said an accurate knowledge of the Bible or a thorough knowledge of the Bible is more valuable than a college degree. And when we bring this to the college kids, they're there on campus, and that's what they're doing. They're getting their degrees. But then you ask them about the pith and marrow of what they're really learning. There is nothing there.
You know, what I did hear is, you know, we just accept everybody for who they are.
A lot of diversity.
Really, how does that work out for you?
Yep. So
try that in a different country, friends. How's that going to work out for you?
Yeah, do we
They'll lop your head off.
Do we accept that James Holmes likes to do target practice on innocent people in a movie theater? Well, no, we can't do that. Well, then what's wrong with teaching thou shalt not kill?
Yeah.
And then we talked about the college models and how they train ministers of the gospel and how Christianity, it wasn't a foe, it wasn't at enmity with the colleges. The colleges embraced it because they knew it made a bigger or a better society.
Yeah, the new thing is at odds with the old thing,
that's
and the
right.
old thing is what gave us the liberties that we have today. And that's right. So, okay, so we talked to some kids at Riverside.
Yep.
We did some filming there. Jake's going to produce a piece for him. That should be out soon enough. And then what we did is we dropped off Ray, and then we immediately went over to Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
And you know what? That was awesome. Hey, we went in there and we said, we're not chicken.
That's right. We're bull. That was awesome.
No, we ain't chicken, ma'am. I want that chicken sandwich. And by the way, that's posted as well.
Yeah, on the Sons of Liberty Facebook. And a lot of you guys have already looked at that. But go on there and post it and like it. She told us, and there's stories on there, they had to turn down 300 people the day that everybody came in.
Just that store.
There was lines where they had to have security in the parking lot because they're in like a little mini mall area where it was affecting every other store.
Right.
The drive-through line was like backed way up the whole day.
And then all these resources, these media resources, of course, they wouldn't show you what was really going on. So what they did is they took quotes from some of the actors actresses, and the actors and actresses wanted to let you know that they hope you choke on Chick-fil-A when you're in there. But those are the loving and tolerant individuals.
Right. And ABC wants to let you know that that's... Oh, wait. No, they don't. I forgot about that.
CBS?
They didn't report on that. No, they didn't either.
Really?
NBC? No.
I'm surprised they didn't come out with hate stories talking about all those haters at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe they did, right?
Okay,
so that was Friday.
Yes.
We went there.
Good day.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, as a matter of fact, we went up and got seconds.
We got seconds.
Yeah.
And you know what?
We weren't chicken.
It felt good. I mean, you're going in there and you're supporting a business. And folks, they made so much money that day. That wasn't their objective.
Yeah.
They didn't call the day. It was you, the people. I went up to the manager. I said, you guys should do that once a year. And he said, hey, we didn't do anything.
That's right.
It was you, the customer, that did it.
That's right.
You sent the message.
That's right.
Amen.
And that's what's going to happen in November.
That's right.
Amen. So
the message is sent.
No, we just need to get some real candidates.
You know, I forgot to mention this because you were talking about the Little House in the Prairie.
I wish you would keep things in order. Well, that's next, but go ahead.
Okay.
Hurry
up. We have a gentleman who actually
That's
commented.
Enough. Let's go on here.
You can go to the Sons of Liberty on Facebook. He said, one of the most enjoyable, this is to Bradley's picture that's posted out there, on the set of Little House on the Prairie.
Well, dude, you're jumping the gun.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to read.
Well, that's coming up on Sunday. We're on Friday.
Oh, wait.
Let's go to Saturday. Okay, we wake
fast
up.
Forward.
You are. You need
Saturday.
To slow your roll.
We woke up.
Okay, Saturday we woke up, we went out and met Ray Comfort out on Huntington Beach to street preach.
Mm-hmm.
And we got out there, and it was hot.
It was hot.
Guys, friends, in California, it was really hot. A side note, I am amazed at the money that is out in California.
Yeah.
And they're bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I also noticed that they have their yachts. Mile after mile after mile after mile after mile, $1 million homes, mile after. In the state of Minnesota, you can drive to the Minnetonka area, and you can blink and miss the rich people in Minnetonka. Out in California, you just can't miss. Folks, I'm trying to figure out how we're broke. But I do see how the people with money prioritize and what really matters the most. And what matters the most to these people that I've seen out here, it's not so much their freedom. They're enjoying the freedom, but they're forgetting about the people that paid and sacrificed for the freedom that they've got. Folks, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Saturday, and then we're going to talk about Sunday. You're not going to want to miss this because it really is relevant, especially if you like Little House on the Prairie and President Reagan's library and street preaching and
Which you do.
Other stuff. Yeah, so
you're a son of Liberty.
Yeah. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. So we are on day Saturday.
Day Saturday.
And we were with Ray Comfort on Huntington Beach street preaching right on the piers. And there was a lot of folks.
Yes.
And by the way, folks, we are live coming at you live from Southern. Are we in Southern California? Or are we just in?
Yeah, we're in Southern.
We're in California.
California. Huntington Beach is in Southern California.
That is. Well, that's where we were on Saturday.
Famous beach, famous surf things. And there we are to bring the gospel, and just like Ray Comfort, every Saturday faithfully down there.
Yeah, every Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Modern-day John Wesley, like yeah. I said. So Jake got up and preached. Ray looked over at me and said, "Hey, Bradley, you got anything to say?" And I looked at him and said, "No, I'm good." Jake gets up there, starts doing his thing. Now, I'll tell you why. We had an atheist there. I thought it was really cute to walk around ripping up a Bible. He was basically debating or combating God's word, blaming God for rape, murder. Folks, it was the most offensive thing I ever seen in my life. And I looked at Ray and I said, "Listen, Ray, listen, I'll go up and do my thing here, but I guarantee you this, what's going to happen is I'm going to cause a war real quick because this man's totally offensive in every sense of the word." Well, that's great. The things that he said, I was blown away.
Yeah.
Some of it, you weren't even there.
No, I wasn't.
I mean, some part of an atheist group. It was just, your gods, he was using vulgarity. It was incredible. You know, they're blaming God, folks, for basically what the atheists do is promote anarchy, mm-hmm. and then they blame God for enforcing the laws against crime that give us the freedom that we
That's
have.
Right. That's right.
It's incredible.
But they want freedom. And if you challenge their freedom, oh boy.
Well, then so you ask him the question, is it okay for me to kill then? Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay for you to kill as long as it's not guess who?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you agree with God when he protects your life.
I'm not going to judge anybody.
But, yeah, I don't want to do that.
You know,
yeah.
I mean.
That's another issue. Right. So we did that on Saturday. And then on Sunday, what we did.
You can find pictures of this.
Should I tell everybody what we did Saturday? We jumped in that pool in California, beautiful pool with all those palm trees around us.
But before we move on, there's pictures of this street preaching stuff on the Facebook, so you want to go check it out. There's even a video of an atheist who wanted separation of church and state, so we have a little conversation between her and that.
And, Article 52 of the USSR Constitution, folks. It's communism.
Keep the church out of the state.
Yeah. And really what they're saying is we don't want cops.
That's right.
We don't want law.
We don't want God.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, that's where I would have took it. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to try to discredit or demean anybody in their process or their methods in which they use when they preach. But the bottom line is lay out the foundation.
That's right.
Who are we? Where did we come from? And that's what the Sons of Liberty does day after day after day after day. We have to show you where you came from so you know where you're going to. And that was one place nobody went.
That's right. You know what? And that's sort of when I was talking, you'll see this on the video, folks. We just posted on the Sons of Liberty Facebook. This woman, she didn't want to talk about the Bible, and I'm not going to screw around
you guys,
with
go ahead
atheism.
Sons of Liberty Radio, go to the SOL button and see Snaggletooth for yourself.
Yes.
But go for it.
Go to the Facebook, Sons of Liberty. But at this
didn't she say
woman,
something about, are you going to put me online?
Yeah, she asked about that, but she was okay with it because she believed, I guess, strongly enough in what she was saying.
Right.
But the point that I want to make was, we didn't debate about atheism. That's all intellectual garbage. There's nothing spiritual about it. We didn't debate evolution with her. None of that stuff. I just went, do you believe in the Declaration of Independence? Because she has liberty. So when people don't want to go to the Bible, then go to the Declaration of Independence first. A good stepping stone. And then you start to talk about inalienable rights given to you by your Creator.
And really
God.
What you did in essence, Jake, is took the finger of God and pointed it at her face.
You're not getting away. You're not getting away. And then at the end, well, you know, you're just telling me things. You're not listening and hearing me out. Because what you're saying isn't logical and doesn't make any sense.
Irrational people in every sense of the word.
Yep.
Irrational is the definition of these people.
So we had like 2 hours out there on the beach just tracking people, talking to people. And
one more point.
Yeah.
We had, what was there, thousands of people on this pier.
Literally.
Okay. And he's sitting there saying, prove to me there's a God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like saying, hey, bro, let me say this. You know, that's offensive to me. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God, Psalm 14:1. But that's like me saying to you, you don't have any parents. Now, do you have a dad and a mom? And he says to me, yeah. And I said, well, you're a liar. And look, Jake, all these people are standing around this airhead, ignoramus. And really what he is a criminal against God in every sense of the
that's
word.
Right.
I just don't. But he was literally giving God the finger. This is the guy that was ripping the Bible up.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, he was using vulgarities, and it was just like, oh my, just like John Witherspoon said, the president of Princeton College.
Yeah.
He said that those that are
enemies to God,
yes, he of us,
enemy to their country.
How can't you be?
Yeah.
Especially this nation.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, that was Saturday. Let's jump because we have to get over to Sunday. We went over to Ronald Reagan's Presidential Museum.
Yep.
Okay. And in saying that, I'm not. If you like Ronald, that's great. I just, that portion of my life, I jumped over the top of it. I remember when Ronald Reagan was in office, and that's what I remember of him. I remember when they tried to shoot him, and that was about it. And so when we went there was just like, okay, great. I usually get really excited. We've been to a lot of the presidential museums. And when we went to this particular one, it was completely beautiful. That jet, the Air Force One was inside, the helicopters, and all of the memorabilia and the history of Reagan. But, folks, how do I say it the right way? I just wasn't overly impressed. There was no spirit to it.
Yeah.
There was no heart to it. You leave talking about how beautiful the place was rather than the history that you just learned.
Mm-hmm.
So we got out of there. By the way, I took a picture with the Liberty Bell, and I seen that Leviticus 25:10.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? It's right on our, folks, our Liberty Bell has Leviticus 25:10. Inscripted upon it and proclaim liberty to all the inhabitants thereof. But, you know, but we're not a Christian nation.
No.
But anyways, in saying that, took a picture of that. If you'd like to check that out, you can go online, check that one out as well. And we left there and I said, hey, we're in Simi Valley. And so with Jake, I believe you asked somebody, where did they do the shooting for Little House on the Prairie?
That's right.
Here's the highlight.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's the grand slam right here.
Coming.
I said,
I'm ready to just go home.
Jake said it's over those mountains over there, and I said, well, let's go over and check it out. Let's go over the mountains. And so we drove that direction. Jake went online. He found the place, and it was called Big Sky Movie Ranch. And we drove over there, and it was in the middle of nowhere. Nobody seemed to care about the place anymore. And we drove over there, and there was a guy getting in the truck, and we said, hey, it was real secluded area, friends. Just keep that in mind. I'm trying to paint the picture the best way that I can. I said, hey, listen, my kids would love for me to go in there and take a picture where they did the filming for Little House on the Prairie. And it was all gated off. As a matter of fact, if you were to just drive in there, they would arrest you. It said right on the gate that they will arrest you if you go past this line. He said, we want them right away. There's favor of the Lord right off the bat. And what we did is we drove up the hill, and he said, now listen, when you go around the corner, what you're going to see is you're going to see right where the homestead was for Little House on the Prairie. And if you look to the right, that's where the little girls ran down for Little House on the Prairie. And so me and Jake went up there, dusty. You could literally have taken a match and threw it on the grass, and it would have went up in flames. Yep. So we went around the corner, and we had to literally put everything together. Now, folks, this might sound weird to some of you, but that was my family when I grew up. Pa was my dad. That was the only father figure that I had in my life. So it meant something to me. As a matter of fact, when I got up onto the hill, I started getting kind of excited about it. It's like, where was the house? Where was the soddy? Where was this? And I knew everything. Because I used to watch it after school all the time because my dad was gone and my mom was always hanging out doing her thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't really have either parents in the picture. And we got up there, and they had this brush all over the place. And that picture is posted as well.
Yep.
Matter of fact, we've gotten, what, about 40 or 50 hits on that thus far?
Yeah, a lot of folks. Yep. As a matter of fact, this is one of the comments.
No, and the 40 and 50 folks, we just posted it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in saying that, people really do care about Little House on the Prairie, and these are the people that say, no, I don't watch that. Secretly, I do, but I would never tell anybody publicly that's what I do. So we went up there, and that wasn't enough. I said, we got to find the town. So we drove up across the hill, and when you look at the picture, if you're a Little House on the Prairie freak, you'll know exactly where everything was, the barn, the house, the soddy. The creek, by the way, was all created. All the water that you've seen in Little House on the Prairie was all created. So we went up the road, and we drove around. We drove about a mile and a half, and we came to where the town was. I said, Jake, this is it. This is where
this
it was.
Is it?
And I was looking for the tree. The tree by the Olsons were the cowboys would always be sitting around the, you know, the tree there. For those that didn't know this, and again, it was secluded. Nobody cared. We found out when we left, we were talking to the guy there that runs the show over there, literally, that Melissa goes up there every once in a while, Melissa Gilbert and Laura Ingalls, and she goes up there every once in a while with her friends. But for the most part, nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's the same place they made portions of Captain America, Gunsmoke, so we understand why Michael Landon went back to that. And other movies, Little House on the Prairie, some of my Bonanza was filmed there, The Gambler back in the 70s. I was a little kid then. Dallas was filmed there. But, folks, if you want to see those pictures, go online. We've been busy the whole time that we've been here, but we're it's worth it because we're getting out there. We're touching the people. We're talking to the people. As we said, we're going to be doing 3 tea parties just this week alone in California. And I'm excited to get out there and get in the mix.
One of you commented, one of the most enjoyable and value presented TV shows there ever was. On par with Mayberry, RFD, love them both. That was Larry Ray. And, folks, it's true. That was the family, just like you said,
Brad. Totally was. It really was. And for those that had folks, that might be cheesy to you, but when you never had a family, guess what? It really does matter. Folks, we're going to get back on course. We're going to talk to you about our tea party that we're going to be having tonight. Tomorrow, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.